Next is the Great Basin College Foundation meeting of the members of the corporation. I'll open that meeting at 8:39. We will go to public comment. Is there any public comment at GBC?
There is none at this time.
Thank you. Is there any public comment at the system office in Reno?
None at this time.
Thank you. Public comment here at UNLV. Seeing none, SES, is there any public comment on the phone?
There's none at this time.
Thank you so much. We will move to item number two, the annual report. And for this, I will go to President Dinelli.
Good morning. For the record, Dr. Amber Dinelli, president at Great Basin College. This morning, it's my pleasure to introduce Stacy Smith. She's the chief executive officer of the Nye County Coalition and serves as our vice chair of the Great Basin College Foundation. She will be presenting the GBC Foundation fiscal year 2024 report. With her is Leslie Maple, also in attendance, is our executive director of institutional advancement. Welcome.
Thank you. Good morning, Chair Cavallo, Regents, and Interim Chancellor. I'm Stacy Smith, Vice Chair of Great Basin College Foundation Board, and I thank you for the opportunity to report on the Great Basin College Foundation fiscal year 2024. The Foundation mission is to cultivate and steward funding and other resources for the benefits of the students and the programs at Great Basin College. This mission continues to guide everything that we do, and I'm proud of the progress that we've made so far this year. In fiscal year 2024, the Foundation received $1.17 million in grants or gifts. This is a decrease of $153,000 compared to the fiscal year 2023. This decrease is primarily attributed to the value of the in-kind contributions that we received. Additionally, we did not hold a major fundraiser in fiscal year 2024, as our annual golf tournament was held in August of that year. Distributions to the Great Basin College Foundation totaled $1,038,285. This includes funding for scholarships, programs, and foundation payroll. The foundation engaged the independent audit firm Holdsworth, Russo & Company to conduct our annual audit, and I'm very pleased to share that we received an unqualified opinion reflecting the foundation's strong and responsible fiscal management. Fiscal year 24 brought a significant milestone with the arrival of Leslie Maple and as our new Executive Director of Institutional Advancement. Leslie joined us in November of 2023, and we are already seeing the positive impact of her leadership. Her efforts are helping us make progress towards our strategic plans. Another significant milestone in fiscal year 24 was the completion of construction of the Nevada Gold Mines Welding Technology Expansion. This project was made possible through the incredible generosity of Nevada Gold Mines and the support of additional donors who provided matching funds for the vital capital improvement initiative. The expansion added 4,500 square feet of space, enabling significant upgrades to the facility. These improvements include ADA-compliant accommodations, enhanced shop and classroom areas, and a doubling of student capacity. This expansion not only increases accessibility, but also provides greater opportunities for students pursuing careers in welding technology. Building connections within our campus communities has been a major focus this past year. In June, we launched the Beets and Bites Summer Food Truck Series, which featured family-friendly activities, raffles, and live music on the Elko campus. The event surpassed our attendance goals and created a vibrant atmosphere that brought students, faculty, and community members together. Another priority for the foundation is helping to ensure that education remains accessible for students in our rural communities. And in 2024, we awarded $885,500 in scholarships to more than 170 students. As we move forward, we are excited to collaborate with Great Basin College's new president, Amber Dinelli, whose fresh perspective and leadership have ignited the fire of renewed energy for our shared mission. Our priorities will continue to focus on strengthening relationships with donors, growing our alumni network, and expanding our annual fund. Support for scholarships and industry partnerships remains robust, and we are optimistic about the opportunities and advancements that lie ahead in the fiscal year 2025. On behalf of the GBC Advancement Team and Foundation Board, I want to thank the Board of Regents for your ongoing support. Together, we are making a lasting difference for Great Basin College and all their students. Thank you.
Thank you for that report. I'll open up the floor to Regents for any comments or questions. Seeing none, I will entertain a motion to approve this annual report.
Regent Brooks, for the record, a motion to approve.
Thank you.
I'll second.
So I have a motion from Regent Brooks and a second from Regent Goodman. All those in favor, please say aye.
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 Opposed? Motion carries. Thank you. You have the slate of officers on item number 3. Item 4, consent items, financial statements, reappointments, and amended bylaws. Are there any questions or comments? Or I'll entertain a motion for that item.
Move to approve.
Thank you, Regent
Second
Goodman.
By Susan Brager.
Thank you. And a second from Regent Brager. Any other comments or questions? I'll call for the vote. All those in favor, please say aye.
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 Opposed? Motion carries. Item number 5, new business. Is there any new business for the GBC Foundation? Seeing and hearing none, I will move to public comment. Is there any public comment at GBC?
There is none at this time.
Thank you. Is there any public comment at the system office in Reno?
None at this time.
Thank you. Public comment here at UNLV? Seeing none. SCS, is there any public comment on the phone?
There's none at this time.
Thank you. So at this time, I will close the meeting of the Great Basin College Foundation at 8:46. Thank you so much.